From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Brisk attendance at the nation's cinemas suggests that even with the world in crisis, people are still looking for escapism. The top 10 pictures this past weekend took in almost twice as much at the box office as the top 10 pictures for the same period last year. As always, in early autumn, the pickings at the Cineplex are slimmer than in summer, but critic Bob Mondello says you can still find things to see as long as you don't look in the biggest auditoriums.
The phrase early fall blockbuster is a bit of an oxymoron. Big movies just plain aren't big in September. Take Hardball, the sentimental baseball comedy that's been number one for the last 2 weeks. Keanu Reeves meets the Bad News Bears isn't anyone's idea of high concept, nor is Zoolander, the alleged comedy about killer fashion models that'll walk down the runway to oblivion this weekend. The weeks after Labor Day never attract Hollywood's heavy hitters. Still, there's generally room for an intimate picture or two. This year, the cream of the Hollywood crop is Hearts in Atlantis, an overstated but not unwatchable story set in the 1950s about a mysterious stranger who befriends a little boy for reasons that aren't immediately clear. Hearts in Atlantis is based on a novel by horrormeister Stephen King, but it's in his gentler mode, like Stand By Me rather than The Shining. Of course, because the stranger is played by Anthony Hopkins, you spend the first half of the movie worrying that he's going to eat the kid. Still, it's the only new wide-release movie that's even passable. The real treats are the independent and foreign films that always blossom at this time of year. Among the sweetest, Innocence, an Australian romance that's just opening around the country. It's about an elderly man who decides to contact his first love 40 years after the fact and who falls in love all over again.
Fate decides these things. It's all fate.
But we have no say in the matter?
Of course we have a say in the matter.
You haven't changed.
Of course I've changed.
Of course you have.
Innocence is more complicated than it seems at first, but is definitely a heart warmer. Other options? The French comedy The Closet, about a very boring straight guy who discovers that people find him much more interesting, even his son and his ex-wife, when he comes out of the closet. The thing is, he never went in, so there are a few complications. The Closet was made by Francis Weber, who made La Cage aux Folles some 30 years ago. A pair of more substantial pictures also deal with gay subject matter. L.I.E. is a troubling but tremendously involving look at how a suburban teenager gets involved with an older man while growing up essentially parentless on Long Island. And Our Lady of the Assassins is about an aging writer in the Colombian city of Medellin who'd normally appear predatory in his sexual tastes, but who seems downright naive next to the gun-toting teens he's drawn to. If you're looking for quality distraction of a lighter sort, you'll have to look back a bit. The offbeat comedy Ghost World is still on a lot of screens around the country after more than a month, and a few theaters are even playing Memento, the terrific murder mystery told backwards that opened more than 6 months ago. If you haven't seen that one yet, you should be kicking yourself. But don't. Just go find it and let it wrap you up in its world the way really good films always do. I'm Bob Mondello.